Just over 9,000 people live in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. It was once the economic heart of Beaver County, but the collapse of steel in the late 1980s and early 90s decimated the city. Some people will say Aliquippa's been dying a slow death ever since. But 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports its leaders disagree.
Inside Aliquippa's city building is a mural. A pouring ladle tips out molten yellow letters to spell Aliquippa in red and black. The city's slogan is written underneath in cursive. It says, founded by steel, formed by its people. Mayor Dwan Walker was sitting next to that mural when he got the verdict about a $3 million neighborhood partnership program grant. It was late in the morning, a few days before Christmas. The regional director of Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development called his cell phone. Walker was certain it was bad news. We didn't get the grant, did we? He said.
She was like, you got it. I dropped my phone. I'm like, what? You say that again? She was like, you got it. Tears just started flowing. And I'm like, you serious? You ain't playing. And she's like, no, Dwan, Mayor Walker, everybody up here talking about it. You got it.
Walker immediately jumped off the phone.
I said, I gotta call you back.
He had to call his brother, Councilman Donald Walker.
Guess what? You sitting down? Yeah, we got it. Are you serious? Bruh, are you serious? And he said an S word, cuss word.
And then I said, hell yes, thank God.
Yep.
Walker and Walker, mayor and councilman, are twin brothers. They respectfully take turns speaking, gesturing to yield to one another. But sometimes they can't help themselves. They get excited and talk together. They first ran for office in 2011, propelled by the death of their sister. She was murdered in 2009. They wanted to change the city, and they ran on a new slogan. One Aliquippa, all hands on deck.
A city like ours, the only way the city can get back is all hands on deck. The only way the city can survive, all of us coming together.
To show me what the $3 million will do in the city, we go for a drive.
Right. We'll take a ride down. I'll show you the back half.
The first priority is tackling blight. Mayor Walker puts his hazards on so we can crawl down Franklin Avenue in the heart of the city. He points out buildings they have to tear down.
The old hotel, this building got to get torn down. And this is 134 Franklin. That's got to get torn down. And you got the old Union Grill.
They're not demolition happy. After 20 years of neglect, a lot of buildings are falling down. By clearing them, they hope to attract new housing developers and new businesses. We turn toward the Ohio River, driving through a tunnel to the 7-mile stretch of riverbank where the J&L steel mill used to be. Mayor Walker stops the car, and Donald asks if I know where I am.
This is the old steel mill site. Tennis mill, my dad worked tennis mill. My grandfather before him, well, he worked in Midland, but my granddad, Donald. Yeah, this whole thing was jobs. This whole thing was 10,000,
27,000 people worked there.
Right.
It was closer to 17,000, but the point is the mill made the town. And when the mill left, it leveled lives. Today, nearly 30% of Aliquippa's residents live below the poverty line. The mill buildings and the jobs they provided are long gone, but the land is shovel ready. And the Walkers and Beaver County and the state of Pennsylvania, they all expect to see investment there. Because Royal Dutch Shell is building its ethane cracker plant 6 miles away, says Dennis Davin. He's secretary of the state's Department of Community and Economic Development.
The fact that Aliquippa is a city in close proximity to that, we think that presents some opportunities to Aliquippa.
Shell's impact is expected to be so big, the county doesn't fully have its arms around it yet, says Jim Palmer of the Beaver County Corporation for Economic Development. But he says Aliquippa's leadership seems poised to capitalize on whatever benefits the plant may provide.
It's a significant challenge, but, you know, there's a will there to do it. And you spend a little time there, and you get that feeling. You know, you can feel that there's a will to do it.
It's the Walker's all-hands-on-deck slogan in action. To make sure people are prepared for opportunity, Aliquippa will create a digital media lab in its library, as well as bring a nonprofit job training program downtown, so it's accessible to people with few transit options. The city is also partnering with the Salvation Army to provide emergency food assistance to the community's most vulnerable residents. Here's Donald.
But it's a special place, man. It's a special place. And I think a lot of times towns like Aliquippa, they don't get the understanding that they should as far as what goes on here and how towns like ours are important as far as the fabric of the United States of America is a fabric.
Aliquippa will never be what it was, they say. But the Walkers are hoping to help people imagine something new. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.